This week's parasha, Parashas Achrei Mois Kedoshim, the beginning of Achrei Mois, says, Vayidaver Hashem el Moshe, Achrei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekorvos el Mosnei Hashem Baimuzu. We have a recollection of the Maisa of Nadav Avihu, that they died Lefnei Hashem. What was the root cause? What did Nadav...
Where did they die? I think it says they brought strange fires.
That's Azar. They brought Azar. But what caused them? Let's try to figure out over here what was the root cause. We're going to try to come up with a shot of what caused them to do that. It says, that Pasuk says they brought an Azar, a strange fire. Pashto says that they were not commanded yet to bring a fire. According to many, they were it was going to have, even though the fire would come from Shemayim, but sometimes you have to do a pu'ula, you have to do something in this world first to bring down the mice in Shemayim. Even though the fire, it was an everlasting fire, it didn't go out, but it had to be done down here first, but they weren't commanded yet. They had to wait till they were commanded.
What did they do? They brought it too soon?
They brought it too soon. They were not commanded and they went and did it. So now we're going to try to come to
What did they do there? They were so anxious, they were so zealous about doing it that they...
Pashtus, that's what it was. We're going to now go through a little bit and I'll give you a few perushim and then hopefully we'll get a clear understanding of perhaps they were talking about tzaddikim. This is based on Rishayim Achayim of what caused them, as great as they were, we can't understand it, but what caused their aver. A little bit later in the parsha, we're going to get back to this question, but we're going to connect it a little bit later in the parsha. It says in Kapitel Yutes, Pasuk Yutches, Parshas Kedoshim, Loisi Karim Bleisiter as Bnei Amcha, Vohaftel Reacha Kamecha Niyashem. We have the mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, of Vohaftel Reacha Kamecha. And the pasuk ends, Ani Hashem.
Is that this week's parsha?
Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. It's double parsha. So now, the question is, first of all, we know Rabbi Akiva tells us, it's a klal gadol, there's a tremendous thing that everyone has to know in the Torah, and what is that? V'ahavta l'rayacha kamecha. You have to love your fellow friend kamecha, like yourself. So the first question is this, how is it possible? A person is a human being. A person is nothing more than a human being. It's natural for a person to love himself more than someone else. What does it mean? How are we supposed to try to come to this level of v'ahavt l'yachah kamaycha? Secondly, why is the pasuk again right after Ani Hashem? I am Hashem. What is the connection? It says it a few times and every time you have to understand it, but why does it end off Ani Hashem? I am Hashem. What's the connection? This is generally said that when there's a group of people and they all have the same thoughts and they're all working towards the same goal, that they become like one.
Achdus.
And it's Achdus. And vice versa, when you can have a group of people and they can all be headed in the same direction, but each one has his own motive. It's not the same. Well, the question is, what's the motive? We have, it says in Bereishis, we have over here by Esav, in Kapitel Lamed Vav Pasuk Vav, Vayikach Esav es Noshav es Bonav es Benoisav es Kol Nafshes, plural Lashon of Nafshes. They took a whole Nafshes, a whole bunch of people came. Kol Nafshes Beisav es Vnei es Kol Behemtei. As opposed to by Yaakov Avinu, the beginning of Parash Sefer Shmois, it says, Vayhi Kol Nefesh Yetzei Yerach Yaakov Shiv Nafesh. The nefesh, the individual, the one nefesh, Yotzei Yerach Yaakov Shivim Nefesh, 71, one nefesh. What does it say over here? Shivim Nefashes.
I don't get that. What is it?
Nefesh is a lashon yachid, singular. Nefesh is singular. Nefashes or nafshes is rabban, plural.
Okay,
so when I tell you that 70, I would say there are 70 people, not 70 person.
Right.
You're saying nefesh means a person.
Right.
So therefore it doesn't seem to make sense. I would say shivim nefesh. I would say shivim nefashes. That would be the plural form. There are 70. So the answer is, as we're explaining, is that the difference is that all 70, that Yaakov Avinu and all his children, they were all like one person. They weren't 70 different people. They were all like one. Why is that? because they all had the same motive, they all had the same goal. Yid's goal is one thing, that all to inkar b'shem shemayim and to follow the Ratzon Hashem. As opposed to by Esav, even if they were all traveling together, but each one has their own motive. I'm traveling for myself, I'm traveling to take care of myself, I'm traveling because I want to get somewhere else. They can all be in the same place, going to the same place, doing the same thing. There's a concept they can go, be going to Muhammad, people go to war. And even if everyone together, they're going to war, but it doesn't mean they all have the same motive. Maybe temporarily even they have the same motive, but that's their goal is not always the same. So that's an important yesoid, that to understand of the difference between a nation that's together, like Klal Yisrael, and every other nation. The Gemara in Shabbos of the Lamed Aleph says that a guy, someone came to Hillel, says he wants to be Megayer, potentially. Tell me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg. Al regel achas, I'm one leg. And Hillel told him, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. What is the meaning of this? What is the pshat in this? There's a concept that is a question many ask. Everyone is a mechuyev in the Tayag mitzvahs, the 613 mitzvahs. Question: how could any individual be mechayev all 613 mitzvahs? It's not possible. You have a kohen, you have a yisrael, you have a levi. Certain mitzvahs are only for kohanim. Certain mitzvahs are only for levim. Certain mitzvahs are only for yisrael.
As a collective.
So the answer is, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, Hillel was saying, is you want to know how you can mekayim the whole Torah, is if you love your fellow like yourself, and everyone becomes, we all have the same goal, and we're all working towards the same thing, then we're all nefesh, shivim nefesh, we're all one. And if we're all one, then we can be mekayim tayag mitzvahs. So Hillel was telling him a very deep yesod. If you want to be mekayim tayag mitzvahs, you have to connect yourself to Klal Yisrael. You have to make yourself one with Klal Yisrael. And if you make yourself one with Klal Yisrael, then you can be mekayim tayag mitzvahs. It says in the Ein Shmuel, he says in regarding when it says by David HaMelech, Yonason had a tremendous love for David HaMelech. In Shmuel, Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Chav, Pasuk Mem Aleph, it says, "Vayifku ish esreyu ad David Higda," and he cried, "Ish esreyu." Yonason cried over David. Shaul was trying to kill David, and he cried over him. It says, "Ad David Higdil," until he got old, until he became gadol. So the Baal HaKedah says that until David HaMelech became a melech, became his godless, Yonason loved him a true amitis, 100% of love. Why? Because he was his equal. And if he was his equal, then he could love him equally and have a complete connection to him, a complete dveikus. As opposed to once David HaMelech became a gadol, he became greater than Yonason, Yonason couldn't have that same connection anymore. He maybe still loved him, but that same connection, that connection was lost. It's not the same. It says, we have one question we asked was, it says, V'ahach l'yach ha-kamoich, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Why is he telling us I am Hashem? Perhaps the pshat is that the Torah is telling you how could you come to this concept of v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha? If you know that I am Hashem, the Ribbono Shel Olam is what that's everyone's goal, and everyone says is compared to God, I'm nothing. I might be greater than Him, I might be less than Him, but if you compare all of us, each one of us, to Hashem, we're all nothing. And if we all see ourselves as nothing, and nothing more than the other person, nothing less than the other person, so then we're all one. Mm-hmm. And that's the concept of v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. How can you accomplish this if you don't see it? You constantly have the Ribbono Shel Olam in your mind and in your head, and say everything is comparative to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're all nothing compared to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's how you can come to v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. That's how you can get that connection to it. The Ben Ish Chai says, why does it say Shnei Bnei Aaron? It says, V'edam Hashem Moshe Achim Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron because of Hashem Moshe. Why doesn't it tell us who they are? Not even Aviyu. Why does it say Shnei Bnei Aaron? So he says is that not even Aviyu made a mistake. They thought they were a Gavra. They were important. Perhaps as great as Aaron HaKohen, their father. That was their mistake. They said, we're going to go do the Avodah. Ben Ish Chai said, that's why it says Shnei Bnei Aharon. You should know they were nothing more than the children of Aharon. They were not on the level of Aharon. What we're saying is Aharon was important.
I have a question. Were they supposed to do what they did, or they were not the father was supposed to do it when he does a service.
Higher would have been correct because
they thought they were special.
Correct. Well, again, we have to be careful what we say because they were tzaddikim. But on whatever level, they thought that they were supposed to be there. It's brought down in the Medrash that they thought that they asked when are the Moshe and Aaron going to die, when we're going to take over, and they were taka holy people, and says that they sanctified the Mishkan by their deaths, so they were holy people. We have to be careful what we say about them, but nonetheless, we're trying to come to a reason that we can extrapolate for ourselves of how we can become better people, and how we have to, behave and act. So when it says, Shnei Bnei Aaron, Ben Ishchai is saying that you should know that their mistake was that they were nothing more than Bnei Aaron. They shouldn't have jumped the gun and said, we don't have to ask our father. They didn't go ask for Aaron. We're gonna do it. They should have been. They were still the sons of Aaron. Aaron was their father. He was on top of them, and they were the children. The Medrash says that the problem was that they didn't even ask each other. Nadav and Avihu both went in by themselves without conferring with the other person. They somehow ended up there at the same time, and they both did it, but they didn't confer before. Rabbi Yeshua Makutna explains, and it says, Shnei, it says, Achrei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aaron. The two of them, he says, each one, there were two. There wasn't one person coming in. It wasn't even that Nadav and Avihu together became one person, Cain, one person, and said, we're going to go and do that right then. They were coming in each as individuals. They didn't talk it out with the other person, because they each thought, I can do that right then. If they would have spoken it out, they would have known, and they knew, and they would have said, 1 second, even if we're doing the right thing, the Katshe Katshim, only one person is allowed in at a time. The Kohen Gadol goes in there and the Katshe Katshim every year in Yom Kippur, but only one person is allowed. Never more than one person is allowed. So if they would have spoken it out and they would have had respect for one another and said, well, I can't make decisions by myself. Let me go ask my brother. He's a Chashuv person. Let me ask him. If they would have done that, then they would have said, 1 second.
They would have realized they weren't.
They would have realized, and they would have said, well, they were definitely not both allowed to go. Maybe we should go ask someone else. Maybe they would have gone to ask Aaron or Moshe. They would have been told, no, you definitely should be going. The Begoyin says, when it says Bnei Aaron, it says, why does the Pasuk say Bnei Aaron? Because they didn't ask Aaron. That was problem number one. They should have asked their father before they went, Aaron or Cohen. When it says, after that Ish Machtosei, the words Ish Machtosei, when it says in Parashat Shemini, that the Ish Machtosei, they each took their own, he says that is talking about that they didn't ask each other. And the problem was that they should have asked each other. It says here, by Parashat Shemini, Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikru Bnei Aaron, Nadav Avihu, Ish Machtosei. He says on those words, Vayikru Bnei Aaron, they didn't ask Aaron. Nadav and Avihu, they didn't ask, he says, Nadav Avihu means they didn't ask from Moshe. And Ish Machtosei means they didn't ask from each other. So what we have over here is that perhaps the problem was is that in this concept of what we're saying of a hafkal yacha kameicha, is that a person always has to remember and has to realize that he has to be connected. He has to be connected one with each other, he has to be connected with Klal Yisrael. No matter how great a person is, he has to realize is that he shouldn't just go on his own and say, I can do this, I know what I'm doing. Even if you're doing what you think is the Ratzon Hashem, if there's an opportunity to ask, Nadav and Avihu had the opportunity, they could have asked Aaron, they could have asked Moshe, they could have asked each other. And they chose to do it. They meant L'Shem Shemayim. No one argues that they meant L'Shem Shemayim. They were trying to do a thing that they thought was correct. And they said, we're going to sanctify, we're going to do a big Amaisa, and the Baruch Hashem is going to be proud of us. But it was an improper thing to do. Because they didn't have this yisrael of a haftal yacha kameicha, of attaching themselves to Klal Yisrael. Ani Hashem, compared to the Baruch Hashem, we're all nothing. We have to just remember that we have to be together with Klal Yisrael as one unit. Parshas Kedoshim.
Did Aaron have other sons?
Four of them.
Four of
them? Two, no, total of four. Nadav and Avihu and Elazar and Isamar. Elazar and Isamar lived. They did not die. It's actually some.
They didn't go there.
They didn't go there, but some say that it's not only because of that they went there, but it was a punishment for Aaron was involved with the Egel, even though he meant L'Shem Shemayim for whatever his reasons are, but Aaron HaKohen was involved with the Egel, and therefore, they were all supposed to die, Moshe Rabbeinu died, and then two of them were saved. There's many different shatim, that's one medrash that says such a thing like that. Many different shatim. It's not for now, we can discuss it if you want another time, but there's a lot on that sugya. Parshas Kedoshim begins, Kedoshim to you, that we all should be Kedoshim. And then it says right after, Pasuk Gimel, Ish imay v'aviv tiro, v'eshavtoy se tishmeru. A person should be have kibud av aim, and the person has to heat Shabbos. And the obvious question is what is the connection between the Kedoshim to you, that we should all be Kedosh, and a person has to be Mechavid, his father and mother, and the Shabbos said to Shmayu, you have to heat Shabbos. What's the connection of these two things?
If your parent tells you to do something on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do, then you
cannot listen. That's correct.
You honor your parent.
That's correct. The problem with that is, that's Rashi tells us that. The problem is with that is, it's really Bekasha, why Shabbos? If your father tells you to do anything against the Torah, you're not allowed to listen to it. Your father tells you to steal. Your father tells you to do any Aveira, to eat Basa B'chol, whatever, any Aveira in the Torah, you're not allowed to listen. So why did the Torah choose Shabbos? That's the question. The Reb Chaim HaKadosh says, and it says, Kedoshim Tiyu, thou shalt be Kadosh. In the future, you should. Meaning, that a person should never think that he got to the top. I'm already Kadosh, I was already, I'm Kadosh, I'm good to go, I have nothing to, I don't have to grow, I'm good, I'm where I am. No. Chaim says it's Kadoshim to you. You should always know that a person always, no matter what grade of a level he has achieved in Kedusha, some much greater than others, there's always more to go. Kadoshim to you. And you always have to look for the future to grow in Kedusha. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says that there are three, he quotes a Gemara, the Gemara in Kedushin Avlam, it says, there are three partners in the creation of a person. The father, the mother, and the Baruch Shem. Three partners. Now, what are the father gives one part, the mother gives another part, and the Baruch Shem gives the Ruach and the Neshama. So he says that a person might have thought that, listen, it's two against one. My father and mother tell me to go be Mechal Shabbos. They go tell me to steal. They go tell me to do a merit. God tells me not. Two against one. My father and mother are two, Baruch Hashem is one. Al-Shachar says, that's why it has to say it over here. Kedoshim Tiyu, you have to be Kaddish. It's not answering our question of why Shabbos as opposed to any other mitzvah.
Right.
But he's explaining that a person, what would a person even think that he should listen? Because father and mother told him it's two against one. But that's obviously silliness. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Mishaymin. If a Rebbe tells someone to do something, and Talmud tells us to do something, certainly you listen to this, to the master, to the teacher, not to the student. So, very interesting story. There was an elderly gentleman who went to Central Park. He's sitting on the bench, relaxing, enjoying, it's the middle of the summer, it's a hot, sweltering July day, and he's relaxing, enjoying himself. And all of a sudden, he sees a truck comes into the park. Two guys get out, got big shovels. One guy starts shoveling really, really hard, really fast. The other guy's sitting there watching. Takes him about 10 minutes, makes a nice big hole. He looks at it, shakes his head, looks good. They stand there for 10 minutes doing nothing to it. I'm just looking at the hole. 10 minutes later, they both shake their head, looks good. The second guy takes his shovel, puts all the dirt back in. They pat it down, they make it all nice, they drive a little bit further down the road, and they do the same thing. And they do this 6-7 times. This guy is sitting there befuddled, like, what in the world is going on over here? And after 6 or 7, he had to go over to them. He says, excuse me, sorry to bother you, but what are you doing? Are you digging? Are you putting back the... what are you accomplishing here? You're digging it up and you're putting it back. So the guy says, hey, listen, you know, we're union workers. And that is our job. We're planting trees. So you got to first dig up the ground, make the ground soft and ready to be able to grow nicely. And then you got to put the ground back on top of it and pat it down nicely. And then the tree will go out. He says, yeah, but where are the seeds? There's no seeds. You're not planting. He says, listen, guys, we're union workers. That guy didn't show up today. Not our problem. We're still doing our job. We're getting paid. We looked, we dug it out, we filled it in, everything looks good, we're good to go. Don't bother us. without the seeds, Cain, I was just thinking, you have a father and a mother, and you have the Ribono Shel Olam. The father and the mother, yeah, I mean, they're important. You need the guy to dig up the ground, you need the guy to fill in the ground. But if you don't have the seeds, you don't have the Ribono Shel Olam with the tree, you're not accomplishing anything. Unless you're a union worker and you're getting paid anyways.
So what about the Shabbos?
We're getting to it. We're getting there.
We're ready next.
Yeah, no, I got another 3 minutes. The Kol Ram says that Kedoshim Tiyu, you should know everyone in Klal Yisrael has this potential to be Kaddish. You should watch out the Yitzhahar. The Yitzhahar tells people, you know, you're not so good. You did Averis. Just forget it. You don't have a chance. Continue doing Averis. Kedoshim Tiyu. Each and every one in Klal Yisrael is Kaddish. Each and every one in Klal Yisrael has the potential to be, to grow in Kedusha. And a person always has to remember that. It says in the Devar Machodim, the Chidah, it says is that the Malachim, they don't have Yetzirah, so they only need one Kedusha. A man, a person, a human being, he needs to have two Kedushas. Because the concept of what does mean a Kedusha, so he explains that a person listens to the Torah and listens to the Chachamim, that's one Kedusha. He says that a person, in order to stay away from the bad things, he has to build himself Kedarim. Aside from what the Torah tells us you shouldn't do, a person shouldn't go into a place that he knows he might come to do something wrong. You have to stay away from those places too. Mm-hmm. And that's the Yisrael Kedoshim to you, that you have to be Kaddish. The Ben Yoel says, the Ben Ishchai, says if someone does an Averi on Shabbos, you get punished worse than if you do the same Averi during the week. And the flip side, if someone, he says, learns Torah on Shabbos, every hour of learning on Shabbos, he said, is equivalent to 1,000 hours on Shabbos. 1,000 hours. He says that is what the Kedusha of Shabbos is. The Oyev Yisrael, who goes and explains what we explained before about the three Shutfin, he says is that a father and a mother can give over to a person things that are not Kedusha. A father and a mother has that potential. The Ribono Shel Olam only gives Kedusha. The Ruach and the Shama is all Kedusha. That's all the Ribono Shel Olam gives.
If you're doing a Bera on Shabbos, it's worse than any other. So that's why they're using that as the.
That's what the Ben Ishchai says. We're gonna, the Be'ach Maish explains, he says it is a Murray the Gemara. The Gemara in Be'an Afezayin says, that what happens on Shabbos, every Shabbos, Klal Yisrael all Zeicha to get, and the Shama Yisera, an extra Neshama. He says it is that you have, and the Shama Yisera, because they're dying married with it.
Yeah, they just said Barthol.
But I thought they. You told me 9:30.
No, next week.
Next week, I messed up. Sorry. So give me 3 more seconds. So Neshama Yisera says the Neshama Yisera, this extra Neshama, makes it 2 against 2. You have a father and a mother, that's 1 and 2. And you have the Neshama Yisera. That Shabbos has the Kedusha. Shabbos, the person has to take the Kedusha of Shabbos with him. And that's where he can conquer his father and mother tell him he shouldn't do something. You take the Neshama Yisera, you have now 2 against 2. Now you have the opportunity to say, no. Sorry, it's 2 against 2, I'm going to listen to the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why we connect the Kedoshim to you. And it says, Ishimei Rav Tzio B'Shachas Yedishmeiru. A person has to take the Kedoshim, and not only that, the Neshama Yisera comes only on Shabbos, but a person has to take it with him the whole week. If he uses Shabbos properly, he can grow in Kedusha, and stay away from Averis, and every hour of learning is like 1,000 hours of learning.
Right.
And with that, he has the potential that even though it's 2 against, even though during the week normally it's 2 against 1, but now you have the opportunity to be Natsaya and listen to the Ribono Shel Olam. Have a good Shabbos.
It's going to be next week because we want